and America's Car Mart.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. There's more selling at the open on Wall Street as fears about the coronavirus spread continue. President Trump, who's appointed Vice President Pence to spearhead efforts, offering reassurance Wednesday.
The risk to the American people remains very low.
Meanwhile, there's a case in California which could signal a first in the U.S.
The infected person has not traveled outside the United States recently and has not knowingly been in contact with anyone who did. That raises disturbing new questions about how the virus may be able to spread. The Centers for Disease Control said in a statement, it's possible this could be an instance of community spread.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in South Carolina getting sued over a law banning mention of anything other than heterosexual relationships in public school sex ed classes unless the talk is about sexually transmitted diseases. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Downright chilly out there this morning, and at least the sun is out. I mean, that's a nice thing. Everybody said, when are we going to get a few sunny days in a row? Well, guess what? Today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday are all going to be sunny. That's a good thing. The thing is, the wind is making it seem a lot colder than it really is. We're at 42 right now, but that 14-mile-an-hour wind is making the wind chill factor feel more like 35. So a brisk day today with sunshine. The high temperature will struggle to reach 50. Northwest winds at 10 to 16 miles per hour will add a bite to the air. Clear, cold tonight. The winds die down. Low temperature by dawn tomorrow, 29, making tomorrow the coldest morning. And then for the day Friday, more sun, breeze. High temperature up to around 60 Friday. We'll be in the 20s, the 30s on Friday night. Near 60 on Saturday with more sun. Sunday looks great. Highs in the upper 60s to around, I think we'll tease 70 degrees. More sun on Sunday. So a series of great days. Then into the 70s Monday with a risk of showers and possible severe weather. Maybe a severe weather at a tornado threat, perhaps, by the middle of next week. Right now, this morning, we have 41 degrees with that 14-mile-an-hour wind, adding a little bite to the air here at 9:04.
Appreciate it, Rich. Really do.
Did you dress in layers this morning?
Yeah, huh? I'm all bundled up. I mean, I got a T-shirt on underneath.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I'm good. I didn't even break out the long johns. I just used the heated seat.
I love that heated seat. Can you turn your car on remotely?
No. I just have to grin and bear it.
I love that feature, and because I go out there and it's all toasty. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Rich.
Well, did you come with bells on? You
said
you
were gonna.
Yeah.
Balls and bells.
All right. Well, look at the time.
I appreciate it, Rich. Hey, well, we already got our guests on the phone here: Jessica Taylor, okay. Marilyn Musgrave. News and Views will begin here. In mere moments, Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
Have a good one.
Going to be a big show. Appreciate it, Rich. Really do.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. A bill that would prevent doctors from issuing hormone-blocking drugs and performing gender-changing surgeries on minors is making its way through the State House after a public hearing yesterday. It's called the Vulnerable Child Protection Act, and six states are considering similar bills. The bill now heads to the floor of the House and Senate, where lawmakers will debate and then vote. More U.S. presidential candidates are expected to attend the bridge crossing jubilee celebrations this weekend, along with Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden. The list now includes Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and Mike Bloomberg. This year is the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday and the Selma to Montgomery March. The funeral for longtime Troy University band director Johnny Long is scheduled for 2 o'clock today at First United Methodist Church in Troy. Long died Monday night in his home after a brief illness. He was 94. Those are your news headlines this morning. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up. And President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into news and views from 9 to noon. I'll spare you the bumper music, folks. How you doing?
Thank you, because they don't like your bumper music.
Oh, you're just in a foul mood, I can see.
No, but, I mean, you can only do so many Prince songs.
Yeah, fair. That's a fair point.
How you doing?
We got to spare one another the pleasantries and give those pleasantries to our guests here on the phone. We have Jessica Taylor, candidate for Congress here at Congressional District 2. And alongside her, traveling down to Dothan today, Marilyn Musgrave from the Susan B. Anthony list. How are y'all this morning?
I'm doing great. Loving the sunshine.
I can tell you're not from these parts, Marilyn. Where are you from?
Well, from Colorado.
Okay. You were in Congress, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Have the scars to prove it. Yes.
Are you like the CEO of the Susan B. Anthony list?
Well, I am. I'm not the president, but I'm very excited to support Jessica Taylor. You know, the pro-choice crowd doesn't know what to do with a woman like Jessica.
Well, Jessica's been out. She's doesn't mind coming out swinging. We're glad to have her in the race. She's added a lot of spice to it. Is your group, are you just individually helping Jessica in the campaign?
We are an organization that helps elect pro-life women. And they're our highest priority. We love the pro-life men, too, but women have a very unique role in speaking out on the life issue. And oh my goodness, what Jessica has already done for the pro-life cause is absolutely amazing. And we're looking forward to the time that she's in Congress championing life like nobody else can, a young woman speaking out, a pro-life hero. That's what we're looking for, and that's what we'll get in Jessica Taylor.
Now, Jessica, do you remember when you first met Marilyn here?
I do, and it was so great to sit down with her and the other folks at Susan B. Anthony list. You know, I have been involved in this cause for some time, so to sit down with them and brainstorm and talk about things that are coming up in that fight was just really of personal interest to me. So I am so grateful for their endorsement. And I think that certainly the folks here in Alabama who are extremely conservative and pro-life, we need to fight back just as strong as we can. The fact that we have Doug Jones representing us in the Senate is just a travesty. We need a conservative fighter from this state who represents the people here, and we are all very much pro-life, and I look forward to working with Susan B. Anthony List and others to overturn Roe v. Wade and do everything we can to protect the most vulnerable amongst us.
Now, Marilyn, there are bills actually right now in front of Congress in the House of Representatives. Is that correct?
Yes. The things that we've been championing are the pain-capable bill, which would ban abortion after the fifth month. We want to ban all abortions, but we know at that point in the pregnancy that that precious little unborn child can feel pain. So we want to ban late-term abortion. And who would ever think that the pro-choice side would get so extreme that they would not even agree that a baby surviving a failed abortion deserves medical care like any other preemie would get. So we are also championing Born Alive. Jessica is so strong on these issues. And Jessica, I respect you so much for the work that you've done with women who are in pregnancies, and it may be a time of crisis in their life. And you have been there to help them. We are pro-woman. We are pro-baby.
Go ahead, Jessica. I'm sorry.
I was just going to thank Marilyn for saying that and everything they have done and have been doing for years. You know, I just look forward to continuing this fight, and I do think it comes from two different angles. You know, we've got to fight it in Congress, but also boots on the ground in the pregnancy centers. We have several here in the River Region, and I serve as the president of the board of the River Region Pregnancy Center in Prattville. And when you see the abortion-minded women who come in and receive our services and counseling, and then who choose parenting or adoption, and it's wonderful to see those hearts and minds being changed and actually saving lives. So we can fight it that way and in Congress, and I look forward to doing that.
Marilyn, could I ask you, does the pro-life movement have any hope with Kavanaugh and Gorsuch on the court now that there is any chance of some reversal or modification of Roe v. Wade?
Well, I've been in the pro-life movement many years, and this is the most hopeful time I've ever seen under this most pro-life president ever. And Jessica will join this president in defending life. He has taken away money from Planned Parenthood under the Title X, the family planning money to a tune of $60 million a year. He has stopped funding to promote and perform abortion with our tax dollars in other countries. This president has been incredible on life. He's delivered, especially with the judges. 1/4 of the federal judiciary now are Trump nominees. And it's just been amazing to see this. And, you know, who knows? If he's reelected, and I think he will be, this most pro-life president ever, will probably have the opportunity to nominate another person to the Supreme Court. And we are very hopeful that Roe will be eroded, eventually overturned. And one thing we're trying to do, and Jessica, may I say to you, you've been in this work for many years, we want to be there for the women who need us. Again, we are pro-life, we are pro-woman. And Jessica has demonstrated her desire to help women who find themselves in very difficult circumstances. And again, the left just does not know what to do with a strong pro-life woman. So her voice is unique. It is much needed. As we think of Martha Roby retiring, she's been our go-to. She has been wonderful on the life issue. And Jessica has big shoes to fill, but I'm confident she can do exactly that.
So where do y'all's travels take you today?
Well, today we are, go ahead, Jessica.
Oh, I was going to say, Dothan, Alabama, I'm looking forward to being with y'all today. And I understand that y'all been down in Alabama before, and speaking to these various groups. We're speaking to the Houston County Republican women, and that's a fiery bunch of conservative women.
Ask Martha if you don't think they're fiery.
Oh, well spoken, yes.
Well, good luck to you guys.
And Jessica, just generally, how do you feel? We're only a few days out here before the election on Tuesday. How are you feeling about your chances and where things are in the game?
I heard you had a little polling confidence booster the other day.
I was just about to say, it was definitely nice to see Forestry Association released a poll that showed us in second place, but only by a little bit. The good news, though, is we have a ton of momentum. The others have been saying about the same, except Jeff Coleman, who has dropped, I believe, about 15 or so points, which I don't think is surprising.
And that's good news for the people of this district.
That is. The people of this district are not going to let somebody buy this seat, and they know we need somebody who will go be a strong conservative fighter for our values, and that will be me. And I certainly hope that our momentum will continue going forward. If any of your listeners are still undecided, we would love to have your support. Please go to JessicaTaylorAL.com to learn more about what we stand for. And when we started this campaign, we didn't have any name ID. I've never run for office before, and we now have individual donations from 2,300 people across this country who support our conservative message. We've got to have a new generation of conservatives who can go toe-to-toe with AOC and Bernie Sanders and stop socialism in its tracks.
Well, Jessica, best of luck. Y'all have a good, safe drive down. Good talking to you again, Jessica, and feel free to call in before the election. And Marilyn, great talking to you.
Yeah, Marilyn, welcome to Alabama.
Thank you. I love it. And Jessica, you have our stamp of approval, our endorsement. You go, girl.
Thank you, Marilyn. I look forward to being with you in just about an hour or so. And Jack and Joey, thank
you.
I'll
see you there.
Sure. Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all. Bye. Well, Jessica Taylor, candidate for Congress, Marilyn Musgrave with the Susan B. Anthony list.
Marilyn, you could tell Marilyn wasn't from around these parts.
You know, and I didn't want to, you know, because it's a little weird having that conference call conversation to jump in. But I have to admit, Jack, as a guy, it's one of the one issues. I can have the intellectual arguments about abortion all day long. But it is one of those issues that because I am a guy without a uterus, I kind of sit back. And I want to hear what women think about this particular issue. It's one of the few times that I check myself before.
Well,
it's
one of those issues that you're either on one side or you're on the other. I mean, there isn't any gray area on this issue. And there's some women that are very, very pro-life, and there's some women that say, hey, I'm for choice. Yep. And it's a divisive issue, or divisive, as some say.
Indeed. But it's an issue, I think, that, number one, you start with changing hearts and minds. And I think there is a bit of hope more for the pro-life crowd with these changes in the court system at large and the Supreme Court. So we shall see. And as we got a call yesterday, it's not just a local issue, state issue, national issue. We got a call from Canada, of all places, Jack, a guy talking about...
He calls every now and then.
Yeah,
good guy.
Yeah, good stuff. But we got to hit a break here. More news and views coming up. We'll get into some of the coverage of the coronavirus and the politics and media hysteria over it.
Oh, my God. It is. I mean, this is like the flu virus.
It's ridiculous.
In reality, of course, we don't know that China's been fudging numbers.
Yeah.
But I can just tell you this. This thing is... It's a lot... cracked up to be a lot more than it really is. And I think part of it is they want to hurt Trump economically, because that's his strong suit.
Right. And you can just see it on the press. But we'll get into all that. We've got the press conference from yesterday. I actually have a clip from Dr. Drew Pinsky from the beginning of the month. And I really like that guy. I think he's not just a great doctor and expert on the issues, but he's very good at articulating these issues in a very reasonable way, nonpartisan way. So I want to share a little bit of what he said at the beginning of this month. But we got to hit this break. This hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 50% off until the end of February. That's almost up on all video transfers. That is videotapes to digital format. Call Dan Black Studios today at 279-6036, 279-6036, and take advantage of 50% off for news and views listeners. But you got to tell them you're a news and views listener. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team at Dan Black Studios sponsoring this hour of the program. 272-9228 if you want to call in. Talk to myself, Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Be right back. Electric guns and TVs. A brain hurt.
warehouse. It had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people. And all the tall, short people. And all the nobody people. And all the somebody people. I never thought I'd need so many people.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Lesbians.
That's my new favorite toy, Jack. I can't stop. We're not even talking about debates or Elizabeth Warren here, but I can't stop playing with that button. It's just so good. Welcome back to News and Views.
Okay, some polls came out today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday. Not in Alabama, but on this South Carolina primary, and they have Biden anywhere from 31 to 35%,
okay,
which leads the pack. Bernie at like 23 and Steyer at like 20. Mm. How the hell did Steyer catch on?
He spent all his money there. He bought the whole old Obama team, I believe.
Okay.
So he has
now did Clyburn come
support.
Clyburn come out for Biden?
Biden, yes.
All right, now the primary is Saturday. Am I right?
Saturday or Sunday. I need to double check that.
You know, South Carolina's not going to let an election take place on a Sunday. They're more fundamental than we are.
When? When is it?
I think it's Saturday. I mean, that would make sense.
You try to just find something quick on Google, and it's giving you all sorts of nonsense you don't want to hear. Saturday, you're right.
I know Texas at one point had a Saturday primary.
Yeah.
So it would turn out more people.
Well, I think the weekend, just on a basic level, does make more sense.
No, absolutely not.
Why?
Because on a Tuesday, you're more... People that should vote are going to vote on a Tuesday. They don't have to have... It's like making... I believe that voting is a privilege.
It's a civil
right. It's a right, but it's also a privilege.
Yeah.
And people that, you know... every employer has to let you off to vote.
True, by law,
you know,
that is
so
true.
I don't see what the difference is on a Saturday.
And by the way, I saw in the Book of Faces, somebody reported that certain folks, a certain group, might have been spreading rumors about early voting in Alabama. There's no early voting in Alabama. You can vote absentee if you have a legitimate
reason.
Yeah,
that's right.
But that just drives me nuts. But yes, employers have to let you off. Though, I think what you're trying to say there a second ago, Jack, is true. Ever since, I don't know when this happened, but ever since I've been alive, people talk about how voting is your voice. Voting is your say, your kind of your stake in the share of power and how that power will be used. And it's an important share. You can get things done with the vote. However, I think you're going way too far, any of you who say voting is your voice. Voting does not guarantee your voice. Voting at best is a blunt instrument to get things done. What guarantees your voice is the First Amendment.
And well, it makes you feel better when you vote.
Right, sure. And you're participating. But let's not forget that the First Amendment doesn't, number one, create your voice or your freedom of speech. It recognizes that freedom that pre-existed and pre-exists government. And it is up to you to use your voice to speak. And you can call these airwaves. That's using your voice. You can write the newspaper. You can start a blog. You can start a YouTube channel and compete with this show. I mean, there's all sorts of things you can do to make your voice heard. Voting's part of that. But let's not pretend. For instance, who's going to win the presidency here in Alabama? Who's going to get the electoral votes of Alabama?
Donald J. Trump.
Right. And it would take, like, a ridiculous catastrophe or miracle if you're a Democrat for that to be otherwise.
Somebody, I think I was talking to Bill Britt the other day who had seen a poll that said Trump had, like, almost a 90% approval rating in Alabama, like 87%.
Oh, right. No, I believe
it's unreal.
I believe it. He's checked off all the right boxes for all the different types of constituencies we have here in Alabama. But you mentioned earlier, James Clyburn. I watched a little bit of that endorsement. I'd just forgotten. I don't obviously agree with Clyburn all the time, and Clyburn can play the dirty political game as much as anybody up there in D.C.
He's been there a long time.
But I have to say, I was reminded when I watched him giving that endorsement, that guy, when he wants to speak and really speak, he's powerful. Talk about having a voice. That guy can be
powerful.
Did
he go to preacher school, you reckon?
Yeah, oh, yeah, man. It had me tired. I'm like, I'm about to go vote for Biden. I'm not. But it was like, that's good stuff. He's very good when he wants to be. So that doesn't surprise me that Biden's leading in that poll. But I think everybody's just like, get out of the race, Tom Steyer.
I mean, really? He has zero chance.
272-9228. And these billionaires think, oh, Trump won because he had billions of dollars. No.
He had a message.
Yeah, Trump is incredibly persuasive, had a message, knew that he had the desire, really, the desire to win.
And I think he got better as time went along.
He did. And he had been building up that cachet, that name, that brand for decades.
Now, you look at Michael Bloomberg, and you think after you hear him that he's an arrogant ass and that there's no way he will connect with blue-collar people.
Right.
And the only reason he might is if they're in a union and the union supports him. Donald Trump connects with the smaller guy.
Yeah,
and I'm one of those smaller guys.
Well, you know, Oprah, I always connected with, like, the taxi drivers. And, like, I'm rich, but the other rich people don't really like me. I kind of like the working people.
He's saying these things decades ago, and it really is, I think, Trump. He talks like a guy from Queens. He talks like a guy who calls into a talk radio show, like your average caller or commenter. And that's a good thing. It does connect with people. And so for these billionaires to think, oh, we're going to play the same game as Donnie, is ridiculous. That's not the appeal. Now, you might need arrogant a-holes in the world, for instance, to build great businesses, to have sort of that cutthroat, aggressive mentality. But if you want, you're picking a leader, that's not exactly what you're always going for. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. Welcome to News and Views. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, this is Jeff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, Jeff.
Hey, man, you guys are very fortunate to have Jessica on the air with this one.
Yeah,
I mean, as a choice, not only do you have a God-fearing woman, you have a strong mother with strong views. You have a wonderful, talented woman, but you also have Brian Taylor behind her as well, too. Now, she can do the job herself, but you have a woman going to be fearless. That's going to go in there and take care of business. She's an extremely talented woman, smarter than Get Out, and she will get the job done.
How do you know her, Jeff?
I just know her from Brian.
Okay. Like, do you know them on a personal level? Or
yes.
Okay, very cool.
And they're wonderful, wonderful people. And you won't go wrong with these people. And they love the Lord. And they put God first, and they will take care of business. And I just wanted to put my two cents in for them.
Sure. Absolutely. Appreciate it, Jeff.
But have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Old Navy.
Hey, Old Navy. How are you?
Good. I have three things that I want to share.
Okay.
The first one is, I think by voting, that gives you the right to complain if you don't like who wins.
That's a good point. I always say if you don't vote, you can't bitch.
Well, if I was being pedantic, I would say the First Amendment gives that right, but I get your point, Old Navy.
Yeah, the second thing is, on Facebook the other day, there was an ad there for the Tommy Tuberville van. They wanted you to kick in $20 for gas. And I found that to be very offensive.
Hmm.
The guy got $5.5 million for being fired, and he wants $20 from average working Joe people. I thought that was insane.
Okay.
Maybe it's just me.
And number three?
And number three, I voted for Jessica Taylor when I voted absentee yesterday.
Do you mind if I ask you who you voted for in the Senate race? You don't have to tell me. I'm just asking.
I voted for Mr. Burns.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Liz Cheney was on these airwaves endorsing Bradley yesterday.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate the call, Navy. Always love your calls,
man. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
272-9228.
And I don't find it offensive that a candidate will ask for gas money.
It's such a weird thing these days. Like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like,
if
you go to the grassroots, like, Elizabeth Warren gave the extreme. She's like, this college student, young woman, came up to me, and she said, I only have $6 in my bank account, and I'm giving you $3 of those dollars. It's like, Liz, don't take that money. Hell, out of your own pocket, give that girl $20.
No kidding. Let her go buy some lunch.
And then there's the sweet spot if you got a lot of grassroots donors. But if you have billionaires, or you are a billionaire, then Bernie Sanders is going to, you know, rip you a new one. The billionaire class funding your campaign. Billionaires. Money's ruining this country, Jack.
Yeah,
money's but make sure, even though money is ruining this country.
Did you see where the New York Times had an article today about... Democrats being worried about Bernie.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And I just heard that yesterday that Bloomberg and some other party leaders are going to be putting some money in a sabotage Bernie effort for the remainder of the campaign.
I would just ask, and this would be a question that I don't think is going to resonate with voters, but if Bernie was right here in front of me, I'm like, do you believe in the labor theory of value as advanced by Karl Marx? And he's probably going to say yes.
Well, he also said Cuban leaders had some redeeming qualities.
Right. Well, literacy rates.
Yeah.
Even though Cuba already had incredibly high rates of success in the healthcare space and in literacy compared to other Latin American countries before Castro. And by the way, what good is it to be literate when the government tells you what you can indeed use your literacy to read? Can you be truly literate if there is no freedom of speech and expression? Or if you're not allowed to mock and say right things and read things that mock the leader? Like, it's amazing. It is really amazing to see that Bernie he's dying on this hill. And that's not just Joey's crazy right-wing libertarian opinion. Van Jones, of all people, former communist himself, saying this is really the hill Bernie wants to die on? Defending the communist regimes of the 70s? And that's just the beginning. There's a lot of stuff Bernie Sanders has done over the years.
Oh, I know. When you see some clips of him earlier where he's not so long in the tooth. Man, he's a kook.
Yeah, we need to put in the system, this land is your land, this land is my land. Good God, Bernie. 272-9228. Let's see who this is real quick before we go to a break. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How y'all doing?
All right, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Headed on the way to Georgia. Y'all are just about out of range on me.
What's on your mind?
Listen, my comment today is, it's about the coronavirus and the stock market and all that. And what are your thoughts on the fact, do the Dems really think that, Trump supporters are going to hold Trump responsible for a virus that came out of China? Because it doesn't affect me in any way. I'm still going to vote for Trump because if the economy goes down, he's the guy I want to get it back up, not a damn socialist.
Well, it's interesting. I think the Democrats' policy the last few years is never give Trump credit for anything. Now, when we were attacked at 9/11, and Bush stood on that heap in New York, everybody was behind him. Democrats, Republicans, everybody. That's not true with Trump. We could have another 9/11. Trump could do the exact same thing George Bush did. And the Democrats would say, well, his policies caused this. I mean, it's insane. I've never seen anything like it.
They'll blame him for anything.
I know.
But to the average person like me, I'm not blaming Trump for a virus that came out of China.
Right.
It makes no sense to me at all. And most people I talk to agree with me. Trump didn't do this. This was probably something that China screwed up on. But anyhow, that was my thoughts today. I wanted to get that out there.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, talk to me, Joey, or Jack.
They may not want to talk to me.
Why?
I don't know. Because I'm bitter.
Why are you bitter?
Well,
tell me about your parents.
Maybe you told the story yesterday, but I had an unfortunate incident here on Tuesday.
Yeah, I wanted you to tell the story. I didn't want to say it myself.
Yeah, I was leaving the studio, and there's a ton of steps in this building, and luckily I didn't trip on the big steps. I was going down one step, and I think my heel, where my prosthesis is, the heel of my shoe, kind of buckled and didn't. Hmm. There was no give to it, and I fell.
I heard
in
it.
The hallway, and yeah, you did come out and check on me. He said, "Oh, you're fine," and then you left.
I asked you, "Are you okay?" And you kind of looked up, smiling. Yeah, I fell.
Yeah, well, I fell now. Hit the wall with my shoulder. It was, But it scared me more than anything, and nothing's hurt. I mean, I'm a little banged up, but nothing's broken. And, you know, what it does is, I was telling Joey earlier, it messes with your head.
Yeah.
Because I've had this leg since probably mid-June and have walked freely without a walker since before July. And this was the first time I've fallen, and it really scares you. It messes with your head because you're just not as confident as you were.
You just build that confidence back up.
Anyway, that's my peril, and I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just, that's just what happened.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
How you doing?
Glad you're okay. We do have to hit this break, though. I found, here's the Democrats' platform, essentially, what they're telling the American people, as documented in that great documentary, Dumb and Dumber.
We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
More news and views when we come back.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 24-15-11, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
I'm Cam Ward, and as a Republican candidate for the Alabama Supreme Court, I want to tell you what I believe. God, my family, and my country are the three most important things in my life. My philosophy is simple. The legislature should make laws. Judges interpret the law, not the other way around. The Second Amendment absolutely matters. Violent criminals should be kept behind bars as long as possible. And elections do matter. On March 3rd, I'm asking you to vote for me, Cam Ward, to take these values to the state Supreme Court.
Paid for by Cam Ward for Justice, P.O. Box 1749, Alabaster, Alabama.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are sampling some much cooler air, at least for a little while. For today, plenty of sunshine, a little breezy, and that's going to make the temperature seem a little colder. We'll struggle to reach 50 degrees for a high temperature. Clear skies, cold tonight. Colder than last night. Overnight low 29. Then for tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll tease 60 degrees for the high. Another cold one Friday night, low 34. Saturday, we'll be in the upper 50s to around 60. Sunshine. And then Sunday's the best day. Sunshine with a high near 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For an old crippled guy, I'm in a pretty good mood.
I'd say so.
What year was this? Todd Rundgren, if you're wanting to know who sings it.
Like 78.
Yeah, it was in the 70s. Yeah. It's a good song, I think.
Yeah, it is a good song.
You know,
very good song.
You break up.
It's in that documentary, Dumb and Dumber, too.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great documentary. It really laid out the working class of America and what they go through.
So did Coming to America, whatever it was. Will you turn on my volume just a little bit?
Sure.
I'm deaf as a post. There you go. Thank you.
So I want to play real quick here. Let's pause, Mr. Rundgren. This is Dr. Drew Pinsky from earlier this month. He joined some morning show, and I just want to jump to Dr. Drew's section here. And it's what he says about the coronavirus is fantastic.
Mm. Yes. I'm hearing this from doctors left and right.
Yes, and we are not overreacting. The press is overreacting, and it makes me furious. The press should not be reporting medical stories as though they know how to report it. If we have a pandemic, I won't know how to tell that we're actually having a pandemic because everything is an emergency. Mm. People that are infectious disease specialists, the CDC, the epidemiologists, need to take this very seriously. The press needs to shut up because you're more likely to die of influenza
now. That's
right
what doctors
now.
Are saying.
However,
and then they go on to argue with him. But I just want to slow hand clap for Dr. Drew. That was a month ago or nearly a month ago. And after watching the press conference with the president yesterday, on anytime there's a really complicated issue that requires a specialty, that's why I haven't talked about the coronavirus much here, Jack. It's because I don't know that much about it. I can read press reports. I can do my quick research on what the news is saying. But largely speaking, if it's a big problem, let's let the professionals deal with it. The government spends all this money on these health infrastructure, whether at the state, local, or national level, use it. I don't want to be freaked out, though. I'm so tired of the macho man theory of news coverage. Freak out, brother. Like, no, calm down, macho man.
It's all about hating Trump. It's what it's all about.
It really is. Chuck Schumer.
Oh, that ass. I hate him worse than I hated Harry Reid. And that was pretty damn intense.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
Son of a gun.
That was crazy. And Nancy Pelosi is making statements. In a bit, we'll have to bring up the Trump press conference. I actually thought Trump handled himself pretty well. Though there's this report, Ezekiel... Well, the headline was... WHO, World Health Organization official, slams Trump for his ignorant press conference. And then I click on the link, and it's Ezekiel Emanuel. It was under the Obama administration. So even
they wouldn't tell you that part.
And what he was slamming Trump on being ignorant of is how many people die of the flu each year. It's like, I can't believe Trump acted surprised. Well, maybe Trump was acting surprised in order to make the point come across a little more better, so to speak. Sorry, I'm just a little ignorant up here from down in Alabama. A little more better, right?
Something like that.
You know, just, I get tired of that in particular. And I really like, and the reason I played Dr. Drew there, is Dr. Drew is a brilliant man who knows a lot and is happy to defend his credentials and what he knows, but he's also very gifted at talking to people who maybe don't know as much, who are going through addiction, other problems in life. Really respect that guy. I'm sure he isn't right about everything, but amen. The press and the politicians largely should shut up about this.
fix the problem where there is one and stop trying to oversell it for damn political partisan gain. Anyway, we got to hit a break here. This part of News and Views brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. They're at 6948 Vaughn Road. If you're going east on Vaughn Road, just when you cross over Bell Road, they're on your right at Watchman Circle, Heirloom Jewelers, Vaughn Road and Watchman Circle. Troop Booth and the whole team over there at Heirloom Jewelers are trained at the Gemological Institute of America.
GIA.
They have fine antique and estate jewelry pieces, one-of-a-kind pieces. They don't make jewelry like they used to, but in particular, folks, Troop Booth has been buying jewelry from you, the News and Views listeners, like crazy. So whether you think it's a bunch of junk and you can't get any money for it, why don't you try Troop out? Or maybe you think, oh, that's too valuable. I don't know if Troop's going to want to spend that pretty penny. Try Troop Booth out. Call them today, 260-0066, 260-0066. Set up an appointment. Say, here's my jewelry pieces. It'll give you a valuation, and if you agree on a price, you'll get paid right then and there. So whether you're looking to sell or buy some fine antique jewelry, Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers is your man. Give them a try. And be sure to tell them Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you.
And look at Troop and say, how you doing?
How you doing? That's how he'll know, and you'll make him laugh a little bit that way. We'll be right back. More News and Views after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
March 3rd, voters in Autauga County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Autauga County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
C-Squared Performance Automotive is now open at 715 Madison Avenue. And March 2nd is our grand opening celebration. Join us for good food and specials all day. Like $25 for a standard oil change and $50 for a synthetic oil change. Stop in and see Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Join us March 2nd all day for our grand opening celebration with great specials and good food. You will trust us and your car will love us. C-Squared Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I don't believe it, not for a minute.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. Not much time here before the top of the hour, so let's go quickly to Chad. Hey, Chad.
Hey, what's going on, Joey? How you guys doing?
Doing well, doing well.
Chad, I heard you calling... Was it Greg yesterday and raising hell about something?
I don't know what it was. I'm always raising hell.
Well, I liked it, whatever it was.
Good. Hey, I don't think we can trust Democrats when it comes to the coronavirus because they spent $200 million trying to cure what they would argue is the worst disease, and that's the orange man bad disease.
Yeah, absolutely.
They hadn't been very successful at that. I'm with you guys. Stop politicizing it. It's so transparent. I mean, you know, Trump comes out and says $2.5 billion. Chuck comes out and says, no, it's $8.5 billion or everyone's dead.
You know?
It's like negotiating with an idiot. Well, it is negotiating with an idiot.
Yeah, you're
but,
right.
I will say one positive thing. I'm driving down 85 right now, and it's great to see the leaves starting up on the trees. Spring is right around the corner here.
We hadn't had much of a winter there, Chad.
No, not too much.
I like a couple of good hard freezes to kill the roaches.
Yeah, I would too, but I did tell you the other thing is I hope we didn't get all of our rain this month and don't get any this summer.
Yeah, I thought about that the other day. You're right.
All right, guys. Well, you guys have a great day, okay?
Appreciate it, Chad.
Thanks. Be careful.
Coming up, we're going to have a business break with David Ernest. We're going to talk to Ray Bowles, a little bit of Prattville Carpet. And again, this first hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage before February is come and gone. 50% off.
It'll be Saturday.
Saturday, indeed.
29th, isn't that right?
Yeah. 50% off for all News and Views listeners on videotape transfers, digital format. Be sure to call Dan Black Studios and tell them you're a News and Views listener to get that 50% off.